bucket, but I couldn't tell you the difference between a pail and a bucket myself.
Probably don't have much of a difference around here. I don't. I probably use one or the other. If you put the garbage in the garbage.
Usually a pail there.
Garbage pail?
Garbage pail. I'm speaking of the farm now. Are we still talking about the farm?
How about here?
Back in town? No. We call it the garbage bucket here.
So bucket's your word all the way here, then, you'd say?
Yes, we seldom use the word pail.
You wouldn't say garbage can?
Sometimes. Lots of times.
Okay. And if you fried some eggs, you'd probably fry them in a...
Well, frying pan is what I'd call it. Some people have different names for them.
You'd never say spider, I don't suppose.
Well, a spider was... what is that, Annis? Is that the steel one, the spider?
And the iron one is the skillet.
Yeah, well, now I never use those terms because I don't know the difference between a skillet and a spider, but...
My wife calls them all frying pans.
That's what I call them, all frying pans.
No, I call them a big heavy iron one, my skillet.
I guess we don't have one of those, so...
I've heard frying pans called skillets, and they weren't the distinction that Mrs. Kipping makes either.
Sometimes,
spiders.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sometimes I used to cook up soap outside in a great big
soap kettle.
And you eat with a knife, a fork, and a
spoon.
And you cut some flowers in the back and bring them in and put them in a pretty
vase.
And after you eat a meal, the ladies say, "Oh, let me help you."
With some dessert?
Or after the dessert's over, there's a messy table. Oh, let me help you.
With the dishes.
And what do you have to do to the dishes?
Wash them and dry them. However, I don't use the term dry very often. I usually say wipe.
Before you wipe them, you have to run water on them, you say.
Rinse them.
So she rinsed. Today she rinsed the dishes, rinse.
Yeah, she rinsed the dishes today. Listen, you're not supposed to be listening in here.
Or rinses, you take from her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what kind of piece of cloth do you use to wash the dishes with?
A dish cloth.
And to dry them?
A dish towel.
And to dry your face after you wash it, you dry it with a...
Well, a hand towel, usually.
And you turn on the water, you turn on the what?
Well, I usually say the faucet. Some people call it a spigot, but I prefer a faucet.
Mm-hmm. How about if you had a barrel of
molasses?
Cider?
I'd use the spigot on that.
And you had a bottle, and you wanted to pour some liquid in it. You better get a
funnel.
And if your horses aren't going fast enough, you might use your
whip.
You ever call that a gad or a hickory or anything?
No, I've never heard it used around here or amongst my folks.
Okay. Now, if you bought some groceries, the man might put them in a box or he might put them in a paper
sack.
And if you bought 100 pounds of flour, you'd probably buy it in a cloth.
Cloth sack.
If you bought 100 pounds of potatoes, it'd probably be in a...
In a burlap sack. Although a gunny sack, everybody'd know what you meant.
Okay. And is... you never say bag for paper or...
Yes, that term is used, I would say, very interchangeably. You'll find a lot of people speak of bags. In fact, I think... if you look in a catalog, you'll find bag is used most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Bag, beg your pardon?
Okay. Now, if you had cider, you'd probably get in a big wooden, or molasses in a big wooden...
Keg. Barrel.